NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Speer. At times stridently defiant and at others somewhat rambling, Muammar Gaddafi said today he will not leave Libya, and he called on his supporters to take to the streets to battle anti-government demonstrators. Gaddafi saying if need be, he would die a martyr. The U.S., including Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, has condemned the violence there, and speaking at the State Department, Clinton said the Libyan government must refrain from attacking its own citizens.
It is the responsibility of the government of Libya to respect the universal rights of their own people, including their right to free expression and assembly.
According to the group Human Rights Watch, the violence in Libya has claimed more than 200 lives. The UN Security Council today condemned Gaddafi's crackdown and called for an immediate end to violence. Wisconsin's Republican Governor Scott Walker warns he may be forced to lay off hundreds of state employees. That's if what he's calling a budget repair bill does not pass the state legislature this week. But as NPR's David Schaefer reports from Madison, Democrats remain steadfast in their opposition.
14 Democratic state senators remain out of the state to prevent a vote in the upper chamber on the bill. The measure would strip away most collective bargaining rights from most public employees. But the bill is coming up for debate in the lower chamber, the state assembly, where Democrats say they will offer more than 100 amendments to try to at least change the bill, if not stop it. Here's Madison Democrat Brett Hulsey.
This bill is a pig. Not only has it attacked the rights of hundreds of thousands of public servants, nurses, snowplow drivers, teachers, but it also attacks the health care of 62,000 Wisconsinites.
But Republican Governor Scott Walker warns that if the cost-cutting bill doesn't pass, layoff notices could start going out to state workers next week. David Schaefer, NPR News in Madison, Wisconsin.
The U.S. Supreme Court has closed the courthouse door to parents seeking to sue drug makers over vaccines they claim have caused serious injuries to their children. As NPR's Nita Totenberg reports, the court ruled a federal law bars damage suits over side effects for a vaccine that is manufactured properly and administered with appropriate warnings.
Hannah Brusewitz was 6 months old when she received a vaccination against diphtheria, tetanus, and pertussis. Within hours, she suffered scores of seizures and has been developmentally impaired ever since. Her parents sought compensation from a special fund created under the federal law in 1986, but when the court set up to administer the vaccine fund denied the compensation, the parents sued the drug maker in state court, alleging a defective design. The Supreme Court, by a 6-2 vote, ruled that such suits are barred by the federal law that set up the federal no-fault compensation system. Nina Totenberg, NPR News, Washington.
Major downdraft on Wall Street today as the situation in Libya, coupled with a huge boost in oil prices, worried investors. The Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 178 points, a drop of more than 1.4%. The S&P 500 dropped 27 points. This is NPR. Top Senate Democrat Harry Reid said today he will bring legislation to the Senate floor next week that would prevent a government shutdown once a March 4th deadline arrives. Reid saying the move is in keeping with the long-standing tradition to continue government funding. The Republican leaders immediately blasted the idea, saying it would simply freeze government spending at inflated levels. A short-term bill is needed because while the House over the weekend passed a $1.2 trillion omnibus spending bill to fund the government, through September 30th, it will likely take weeks for Republicans and Democrats to iron out their differences over the measure. The NCAA has suspended Hall of Fame men's basketball coach Jim Calhoun and put his school, the University of Connecticut, on probation for 3 years. The punishment stems from alleged recruiting violations involving an athlete who ended up not playing for UConn. NPR's Tom Goldman reports.
The NCAA suspended Jim Calhoun for UConn's first three conference games next season, but he'll still get to coach in next month's wildly popular men's tournament. Asked why Calhoun's punishment wasn't immediate, NCAA Infractions Committee Chairman Dennis Thomas said, because UConn has the right to appeal. The NCAA decided that Calhoun, who's led UConn to two national championships, failed to promote an atmosphere of compliance in the men's basketball program. The committee found that in his zeal to recruit a top player, Calhoun let a former team manager turned NBA agent get involved in the recruiting process, and that Calhoun overlooked indications the manager turned agent might be breaking NCAA rules. The player was expelled from UConn before he ever played a game. Tom Goldman, NPR News.
Oil prices are at their highest level in more than 2 years amid concerns about the Libya crisis. Oil was up above $95 a barrel today, a gain of more than 6% in New York. I'm Jack Speer, NPR News in Washington.